A reading of the Soul's Probation, written through Rudolf Steiner, Scene 12. The same room as in Scene 11, Johannes and Lucifer. Lucifer. Perceive within Capacius those fruits which ripen when a soul attempts too early to penetrate the spirit world. He now can read his book of life and knows his obligations for all coming lives. But suffering, which does not lie within the plan of destiny, arises out of knowledge that lacks power to shape itself to deeds in life. Whatever in a man leads to success depends upon the ripeness of his will. At every step that now he takes in life, Capacius must ask himself, do I fulfill with this an obligation which is the outgrowth of my former life? Thus falls on everything a light that dazzles painfully his eyes, but can in no way be of help to him. It deadens forces, which unconscious still are trusty guides for every human soul, and yet this light cannot enhance clear-minded thoughtfulness. Through it the body's mighty strength is lamed before the soul becomes the body's master. Johannes. I can perceive the error of my life, for I deprive my body of soul forces by carrying them proudly into spirit realms. A human being, incomplete, was thus led upward toward the light. It was a thin soul shadow only that was enraptured by the spirit worlds and felt as one with the creative powers. He wished to live in bliss within the light and to behold the deeds of light in colors. As artist, this soul shadow fancied he recreated spirit life in worlds of sense. This being who had borrowed all my features has shown me to myself in dreadful truth. I dreamed about the purest love of soul, but passion raged through all my veins. And now I could behold that earthly path which truly has created all my life today. It shows me how to strive in honest truth. How can the ways of spirit I pursued be still continued by the soul that found itself before this earthly path within the body of the miner, Thomas? The way in which he shaped his life makes me aware of all my present tasks. In this life I have striven to attain what only later can bear fruit for me. Lucifer. My light must firmly lead you on, as until now you let yourself be led. The spirit path you have set foot upon unites the spirit with the higher world, but shrouds the soul in darkness. Johannes. What has a man achieved if he surrenders his soulless self unto the spirit world? The end of all his days on earth will find him the very being that he was when, in primeval times, his human form was born out of the cosmic womb. If I surrender to those urges which force their way with strength toward life's reality out of unconscious depths of soul, then the whole cosmos will be working in me. I do not know what drives me on to act. Yet certainly the cosmic will itself will lead me on, according to its plan. This cosmic will must know the goal of life, though human knowledge cannot grasp it. What it creates in man's totality is wealth of life through which the soul takes shape. I will surrender to it, and no longer suppress it by my worthless spirit striving. Lucifer. Within this cosmic will, I am at work, when it streams mightily through souls of men. They are but parts of higher entities, until they can experience my power. I am the first to make them truly men, whose inmost self they bring into accord with the whole universe. Johannes, for some time have I thought I know you well, and yet there only lived in me your shadow, projected into me by spirit vision. Now must I feel you through my will. Then I can overcome you later on, if so the planning of my destiny ordains it. Let spirit knowledge that I gained too soon repose henceforth within my inmost soul, till my own impulses of life awaken it. With confidence I now surrender to that will that is much wiser than the human soul. Exit Johannes with Lucifer. Curtain, end of scene 12.